Monday, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. 2. Knight to F6. Bayonne, New Jersey, present, Monday evening. FBI Special Agent Michaela Kane drove the black Crown Vic with one hand, tucked a hank of loose hair back into her ponytail with the other, then shoved up her glasses. It was late, and she was tired, ready to go home and crash, but no chance since they'd gotten a credible tip off the hotline. She looked over at her partner, Special Agent Nicholas Drummond, tapping on a laptop balanced on his knees, doing a background check on their tipster. "I'm praying with all my might we're not on a wild goose chase and this guy isn't a thrill chaser." Nicholas looked up.
"I'm inclined to think he isn't. Ben said the man was convinced he had information on COE and a possible bombing. At this point, I'm willing to listen to anyone, even if it means missing one of Nigel's dinners. He called me earlier, said it was prime rib."
Mike laughed. "Oh my, that sounds even better than the scrumptious 3-day-old chicken salad sandwich I was planning to have at home." She paused, then sighed. "We've been working this case for 2 weeks now, Nicholas, and gotten nowhere. I hate that. Several oil refineries out west, and no leads. I only wish we could keep the frequent flyer miles earned from flying all over the country. And what do we have? This group's mission statement, over and over, the same thing. No more oil from terrorist countries, or you will pay the price. And now, out of nowhere, this guy pops up in our own backyard with information on COE? On a possible bombing? Do you really think this Hodges character is for real?" He looked over at her.
"My gut is starting to agree with my brain and say yes. You know what else? I think it's also about time that we have our turn at bat."
Baseball metaphor from a Brit? No, he probably meant cricket. Were you at bat in cricket? She didn't know. She grinned. Either way, he was right. It was their turn, and if Hodges was for real, it was possible they'd have a chance for a home run. Nicholas looked back at his laptop.
"Mr. Hodges appears solid, an accountant for a local Bayonne engineering firm. His wife died 3 years ago, breast cancer. She took a left into an older residential neighborhood, thick with trees and small, well-manicured lawns. Mr. Richard Hodges's house was on a quiet, dead-end cul-de-sac that backed up to the Hudson River. To Nicholas, the block looked like any other older development in a small eastern American town. 30-year-old single-story house, comfortably settled in with their neighbors. Amazing how quiet it was, considering its proximity to Manhattan. He supposed the lapping water dampened the sound. They saw the curtains twitch." Nicholas closed his laptop. "I see we're expected." Mike turned off the engine.
"Okay, I'm thinking positively. I'm up at bat, and Mr. Hodges is going to give me a perfect pitch." The door opened before they had a chance to ring the bell. A man, dressed in jeans and a white polo shirt, waved them in and closed the door quietly behind them, as if he didn't want to wake someone. A habit from when his wife was ill? The interior of Mr. Hodges's house was neat, looked clean, but it smelled musty, somehow sterile, and Mike doubted there'd been another woman living here since his wife's death. She didn't see any photos or knickknacks on any surface, only piles of newspapers and news magazines. The house, she realized, was now only a place where a lonely man lived off his memories. "Mr. Hodges, I'm Agent Kane, and this is Agent Drummond. We were told you have some information about the terrorist group known as Celebrants of Earth, or COE, and a possible bombing." Hodges was a smallish man with a bald spot and a heavy 5 o'clock shadow. He looked solid, calm, no indication that he was an alarmist or a wild hare.